With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Fire consumed a Rhinelander area home Thanksgiving morning. The Pine Lake Fire Department says they were called out at 5:38 a.m. to a structure fire on Lakeshore Drive. There were several small explosions during the firefighting effort, and some additional help was called in from area departments. The owner was treated for some minor burns and smoke inhalation. Both of the owner's dogs made it out of the house. Firefighters were on the scene for about 4 hours. Today marks the start of what's considered to be the biggest shopping time of the year. While many are focused on the best deals they can get from major corporations, local business leaders are encouraging people to think small. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
While the busy summer tourism season is when a lot of money is spent in the Northwoods, the holidays aren't far behind. Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce CEO Lauren Sackett says shopping small businesses goes beyond just helping that local business owner.
Small businesses are more deeply engaged in your community, and it's just important to, you know, think of your friends and neighbors during the holiday season.
Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, where people are encouraged to visit locally owned and operated stores. A 2018 study by American Express found that 68 of every $100 spent at a local small business stays in the community. That's both from the owners and workers that live in those communities, as well as the local sales tax generated from those purchases.
That is money that's used in, you know, public school systems, parks, roads, sidewalks, funding public service workers like our police and fire. So it's very important when you spend locally because that money stays local.
Once we get through these big shopping days, Sackett encourages folks to think about giving back.
Don't forget about the nonprofit entities on Giving Tuesday, your opportunity to give back to your local nonprofit organizations. And that's a dedicated day of giving, which is always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
There are more than 450,000 small businesses in Wisconsin and account for almost half the employment in the state. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Icy conditions will be developing under the pavilion in St. Germain. A barrier was put down and the area has been flooded to create a skating rink. St. Germain Fire and Rescue filled the area with water over the last weekend. They've been posting on Facebook to update progress on the rink. Colder weather coming in should help the freezing process. Responding to comments, St. Germain Fire and Rescue said there will be a community launch event when the ice is ready, but planning for that is still underway. Around that time, they will share usage details for the rink. The Wausau City Council this week voted to put a proposed 2026 budget in place, overriding a veto from Mayor Doug Denny. Alder Lisa Rasmussen said the spending plan takes care of the city's needs, and to her, the veto created unneeded confusion.
I did not receive any feedback from anyone that was positive toward the action that got taken. It was more confusion, and people were just not happy with that.
Denny said he is not against keeping the firefighter and paramedic positions at the center of a $1.5 million budget issue. He just wants to see the city's payroll get under control before asking the taxpayers for more money.
Bottom line, we grew 7% in employees the last 5 years. 3.4% or thereabouts is not a draconian cut. So we could avoid the referendum, avoid the tax hike, firefighters stay, taxpayers win.
The vote was 9-2, clearing the 8 votes needed to overrule Denny's veto. The move finalizes the Wausau tax bill for 2026. Those postcards should be out by mid-December. The council has until the end of January to finalize language for a potential public safety referendum in April. A free government tax filing program created to help low-income and working families simplify tax filing has been ended. Judith Ruiz Branch reports Wisconsin taxpayers could stand to lose out on about $145 million in unclaimed tax credits annually.
That's according to a new analysis from the nonprofit Economic Security Project, which estimates the IRS Direct File program would have saved Wisconsinites nearly $340 million annually in filing fees, time, and unclaimed tax credits. Adam Rubin with the nonprofit explains the program was created under the Biden administration for low-income working and middle-class people with income thresholds under $150,000. He says Direct File helped put earned money back in their pockets says about 1 in 5 people miss out on tax credits that they are eligible for.
They can be complicated and expensive to claim, especially if English is not your first language. And the average taxpayer spends $160 and 9 hours filling out their tax return. That's just prohibitive for a lot of low-income families.
Up to 30 million people qualified for direct file in 2025, and 300,000 taxpayers used it. The acting IRS commissioner says the program wasn't utilized enough and that private companies could do a better job. Private tax preparation companies aggressively lobbied to dismantle direct file as their business relies heavily on paid filing services. Rubin says low-income taxpayers can use VITA for free tax help, but it's chronically underfunded and can't meet the demand. He says direct file was created to fill that gap. Rubin says about 75% of people are eligible for free tax filing, but less than 3% of people actually manage to file their taxes for free because of all the upselling.
Of course, tax prep companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year advertising their free tax filing services that in many cases, courts and federal investigators have found that's a bait and switch.
In addition to saving taxpayers billions, he says direct file was also projected to save the IRS about $300 million by reducing errors, lowering customer service demands, and moving people away from costly paper returns. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. This story was based on original reporting by Josh Israel with the Wisconsin Independent.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.